Kim chapter 3, Mishnah 3. Ketzad mafrishin chala betumah b'yom tov. How does one get rid of chala, which has become unclean on yom tov, unclean dough? So what's going on over here is that a person's baking on yom tov, he's baking up his dough, and it's become impure, right? Now, when you're baking dough, what do you have to do? You have to take off a portion and you have to give it to the kohen. But the portion that you're taking off in this case over here is unclean. And therefore, it can't be given to the kohen because it's unclean. The challah that's become unclean has to be destroyed. But the other problem he faces over here is that it's Yom Tov Pesach. And on Pesach, if it was a normal Yom Tov, what he would do is he would make the dough, take off the portion for the kohen, which is impure. Now, he can't give it to the kohen because it's impure. So he would leave it aside until after Pesach, until after Yom Tov, and burn it. But what's going to happen over here to this dough if he leaves it aside? Aside till after Yom Tov, it's going to become chometz, right? So now he's caught in a catch-22. What does he do? He's like stuck. What does he do with the star? So Rabbi Eliezer says what he should do is lo tikra l'shem ad shita eifa. What he should do is he shouldn't follow the normal procedure of separating the challah portion for the kohen from the dough. What he should do is make the whole thing, and then he should bake the whole thing, because he'll bake it, it'll become matzah. And then, after it's baked, then separate the portion. Because now he can leave it aside till after Yom Tov, and then he'll burn it up after Yom Tov. It won't become chometz. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pesaro Omer, he says, Tatil Betzonen. He said, what he should do is separate it from the dough. Don't bake it. Separate it from the dough, but then put it in cold water, because the cold water will neutralize it and prevent it from becoming chometz until after Yom Tov. And then after Yom Tov, he can destroy it normally. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, third opinion, he says, Lo zehu chametz shemuzharim alav bebal yiraya bebal yematzah. This is not the kind of chometz which you warned against not being seen and not being found in your possession. Ela mafreshata umenachta ad ha'arev. What he should do is set it aside, and he should leave it until the evening. Vim hichmitza, and if it becomes chometz, it becomes chometz. Why is he not worried about the dough? Because when you set it aside, if you take a portion of the dough for the kohen, it's not yours, it's the kohen's. So you are not liable for owning dough over Pesach. So he says, in this scenario, he says you don't have to worry at all. You make your dough, you separate a part of it, put it aside. Yes, it will become chometz, but it doesn't matter because it's not yours. And after Yom Tov, you'll burn it up. So that's how he would. The Rambam, he brings over here that the Rambam paskins in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion, that what you should do is that you should bake your matzahs and then separate the challah portion for the kohen. Afterwards, you put that aside until after Yom Tov, and after Yom Tov, you can burn it because it is impure and needs to be destroyed.